Welcome to KCast, my podcast, where we talk about anything and everything. Today, we're going to be talking about coronavirus and just being quarantined and on lockdown and what I've been doing and what other people can do and just a little bit about life right now. So let's get into the first episode. So I've noticed that a lot of people have been worrying a lot, and that's totally fine. I totally get it. You should be worried a little bit, at least, about this. It's really dangerous time right now. And when it all started, it was in March. So my mother and I, we went to the grocery store, and we saw people just with buggies full of water and groceries. And this was before things got really serious, and this everybody was in school about this time, so nothing had really closed down yet. And my mother and I, we were at the checkout, and we were talking to the cashier, and she was saying, should we be worried? Should we be like them and be stocking up? And at first I was like, no, everything will be fine. It's cool. And a few months later, they were the same people trying to order things online, really stocking up for groceries, because everything just got so dangerous. And, you know, the toilet paper shortage. Let me tell you about that. The toilet paper shortage was so hard, and I also felt bad for people, you know, like us. We actually needed groceries, you know, we just run out. We were actually just going because we needed to stock up, not because of coronavirus, not because we were trying to pack stock up or anything, but we actually needed groceries for the week and things like that. But there was nothing for us, and you know, it just made me realize, you know, looking at some Instagram posts, and I was just looking, and it was talking about, you know, there was nothing left for people who actually needed stuff. And I realized that I was just wish people hadn't, you know, started this shortage of stuff like that. And, you know, I feel like everything would have been balanced out. But, you know, everything has kind of simmered down now. You know, now people are trying to return back all these large stocks of toilet paper. You know, the stores aren't allowing them to do that. So, and I think you should have been worried. And I think you should still be worried. But I don't think that you should act out in that matter of buying up the store, you know, causing shortages. Man, that's a hard word for me, shortages. So, yeah, that's my little thing about that. But the good thing, I live in Texas, so we went on lockdown. I don't know when, but I'm still in school, so school has been moved online for me. You know, I think people are really running out of things to do, or some people are. And I have, so for me, I have school all day, so I'm usually pretty occupied with that, but sometimes I will finish in the morning, and I'm just running around the house doing stuff, you know, doing anything, trying to keep myself occupied. But there are some things. I cleaned my room, I redecorated it, I've been crafting, I really learned, I picked up some habits. You know, I was exercising before this a lot, but now this gives me a chance to really stop. And I've been going on walks 3 times a day. It doesn't have to be long. Mine's just been 3 times a day. And one in the morning after I eat breakfast, one at lunch or after lunch or before lunch, and then one after dinner or before dinner or sometime in the evening. I'm sorry if you hear some noise in the background. I'm outside and there's a street. So, as I was saying, I've just been taking walks, and it's really good to just stay healthy. This is a good time to, you know, some people say, get their summer bodies. I say that with air quotations. And so, yeah, this is the time to really get healthy. And I have Prime, so I was looking on Prime, and it said that they had exercise videos, and I tried to do, it said a 15 minute workout. Now when I heard them say 15 minute workout, I thought that it meant that was gonna be pretty brisk, maybe for somebody who doesn't do intense, go to the gym every day. And like intense workouts or something. So I clicked on it and I was trying to do it. And I was like, psh, I can do it. And it was so hard. She was doing plank jack, frog leaps, burpees, and I was surprised, to be honest. I still tried to push through, but I just couldn't for some of them. So I've just been picking up habits. I've been exercising, and I've taken upon myself to drink more water. Well, I guess I just haven't. It's healthier. It's good for your skin, most of all. I've been trying to, if I feel too thirsty, if I start feeling thirsty, then I'll go get a big glass of water. And instead of, sometimes I get to the point where I just get, I'm not hungry, is what I'm trying to say. I just get bored and I feel like I want to eat. So instead of going grabbing the M&Ms or the cookies, we recently went and bought roasted almonds. Are the best. We get them. We hadn't gotten them in a long time, but we got them again. And roasted almonds, I've been eating that. Before that, I was trying to eat chocolate covered almonds, and I think that was just me trying to tell myself that chocolate covered almonds were gonna be good for me just because they had almonds on the inside. No, well, either way, I ate them all. So now I've just resorted to regular almonds, and that's been a lot healthier. So that's what I've been doing as far as eating. So I just try to tell myself that, you know, don't, just because you get bored doesn't mean you should go and eat. That's what's been going on. So what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, there's just tons of things to do, tons of things that you can, tons of new hobbies that you can pick up during quarantine. I tried to learn Korean. I got aggravated. I tried to use Duolingo and tried to learn Korean, and I got really aggravated doing that because I felt like it was hard. But I did used to play the violin, so I went and picked that back up yesterday, and I had a really fun time doing that. And I think today I want to go on a bike ride and do something cool like that and just bike around the neighborhood. And I've just noticed a lot of people out, so there's just so many positive impacts to this. You know, I really did hate that this happened though, because we don't really go to water parks. We don't have those memberships and things like that. But I did go with some friends last summer to a water park, and is it Hurricane Harbor? I think it is. And we went on this ride called the Rapids, and the Rapids was so relaxing to me. I was so happy the whole time on that ride, and I was relaxed. And I wanted to take my family back to Hurricane Harbor this summer and take them on the rapids ride. Not just for that ride, but, you know, just it's fun to go to the water park. So that kind of ruined my plans. But even if they did open up this summer, I still wouldn't go just because I've never been more afraid of humans than now. You know, knowing that, you know, it's just germs. And sometimes, you know, maybe we needed this. Maybe this is what it took for some people to practice good hygiene. Maybe it took a pandemic. But, you know, I just want to, healthcare workers, I'm so glad they're getting their appropriate recognition right now. That, because they've been working really hard and it's really scary. You know, they're at really high risk, at least in my opinion, you know, working with these people. So I'm giving them a round of applause right now. And just, you know, the people who have been affected by coronavirus, you know, I thought neighbors, at least a neighbor who passed away from corona, my neighbor, he was traveling a lot, and he had a big social status, you know, out of privacy. I won't say his name, but he is scary. It's really scary to me. It's out here. You never know who has it, who's going to get it. And they were giving out laptops, and somebody across the street, they were doing coronavirus testing, and somebody they hadn't gotten the results back. So somebody tested positive and then came over to the school where they were giving out the laptops. And I was like, what? But here's the thing. It doesn't, all these cars are coming. I'm sorry if you can hear that. And it doesn't make sense to me. But my piece of advice is that if you are getting tested for corona, I would consider at least going into quarantine until you get the results back and saying that they're negative. So that way you don't have a chance of infecting anybody or anybody like anything like that. Because yeah, just if you haven't gotten your results back, just quarantine until you get them back, because that's bad. We're trying to stop the spread of coronavirus, and I can't imagine just having such a hard time breathing. And even after that, I feel like that would take a permanent toll on me or something. Like sometimes you just get that, maybe you'll be at high risk or something for other viruses, just a cough. You know, you probably get that, a cough really bad in the spring, I would imagine. I'm not an expert on that. I'm just thinking. All right, everybody. I'm sorry if you hear a cut in between. The cut is because I had a guest come over and we talked a little bit and we ate lunch. So now I'm done talking about corona and let's move on. I just wanted to talk about what I was going to do before I decided I wanted to do this podcast. What I originally decided was that I wanted to have a gaming channel called Angel Things, but it was supposed to be Tings. It was a plan. It's kind of hard to explain now that I say it out loud. But I was supposed to have a gaming channel and I was gonna play Roblox and things, and I'm not the type that really wants to spend money on games and things like that. So I decided, you know, I had all these video recordings, these screen recordings of me playing Roblox and things like that. I never got, what is the money called that you buy in the game? I forgot. I know I sound really old. I promise I'm not. I just can't remember. But I was going to do that. But then I kind of decided, you know, that it wasn't worth it. And even if I did grow in the channel that on that, so I decided that I want to do podcasting. And I looked really hard and I was just searching, how do you make a podcast, but what's the provider? And then I found Anchor, and then I started doing this. And I think that is really, when you see, just this goes for everybody, I think everybody on YouTube and things like that don't have a lot of subscribers, just have a few, like maybe 13 or something right now, that I think you should still support them. And just because your content isn't the best quality, it takes time and money. If you don't support them, they can't put anything back. They can't give anything. They can't put anything. If you don't put... Wow, I'm tongue-tied. If you don't put in... They're gonna give you back what you put in, you know, is what I'm saying. You know, if you support them, and I think how it works on YouTube is that you get 400 subscribers, and you have to have at least, I know you have to have at least 400 subscribers, and I forgot if you have to have a certain amount of views, and then you get to start earning money. But if these people only have about 50 subscribers, that's an investment that you just have to put in, not knowing if it's going to get better, if they're going to buy camera equipment. What if this channel is just going to flop and that'll just be wasted money? You know, so you just have to, if you have to put in time to watch their stuff and subscribe to them, and then you have to... And then they might be able to improve their content. So I think that goes as the same for me. I was going to do that, but I didn't want to do that. I think what I might do is that I might either just go completely on Anchor and see if this works or not. And then I was, my original plan, because I didn't know that Anchor had the where you could listen on here. So I thought it was just a podcast making app. So I was just planning on posting the podcast on YouTube and just that's how I was going to get money. But then I discovered this and I love talking. And if you support me, then it would be really great because I can buy a mic maybe and I can just start recording off of my phone. I can actually maybe get a little bit more professional, and it just takes time. And I'm sorry that maybe I'm not good. I'm new to this. This is my first time. So I think it's very important that you support people like that. And it even goes not just online. You can small businesses, you know. I don't even know where this is going, but still, it's important that you support small businesses. You know, they can't do everything when nobody's coming in. You know, they're not getting any money. You're not getting a profit. But the more profit they get, the more stuff that they can put into their business. It's just the same thing. So I just wanted to say that. You know, that was my original plan. I wanted to have a gaming channel, and I just decided I was always on Roblox trying to make. I was doing screen recordings. For one, I didn't want to do the voiceovers. I do like being on camera, but I just don't really want to be on camera right now. I mean, if I ever do a YouTube channel, I kind of want a status first before I go on camera. So if I do ever, if this does grow, I probably will do actually be on camera, maybe doing fun stuff, vlogs. You never know what might grow into, but I do think it's very important that you support people who are trying to do things like this, and I'm really excited about this, and I hope people actually tune in and actually listen, because I didn't want this. Now that I think about it, I don't want, why I say in the beginning anything and everything is why I talk about anything and everything. I don't want it to be about one particular thing. That's kind of boring to me. I want it to be about, you know, I was just watching YouTube. I want to have a universal talk, if you know what I'm saying. It's just, I don't want to have to talk about one particular subject every day. It can be anything. Today we just started off with coronavirus. Now, that's what all the buzz is kind of. That's what. It's just advice, you know. That's what I felt like talking about today. And I sat out here for a really long time, and I'm younger. But please support young creators too. You know, they're trying to. But this is good for them. Now, entrepreneurship, I guess, is. I guess this is considered entrepreneur. This is my business, I guess, doing podcasts, and I hope I can expand it. I was going to do a blog. I have so many business ideas that I just didn't do. I don't know. I don't really like the, maybe it's like editing videos for a long time or having to do. I've tried making it easy and all, but something that I just still don't like. So if this grows, I might do the YouTube channel. I might do the blogs. You never know. But I think, always go back to what I first started about. I think it's very important that you have to support people and what they do so they can put money back into their business and it can get better. So I'm hoping that this grows and maybe I can get a mic or something and I can actually, you know, have some really cool ideas. You know, I can't do anything that much because I don't want to put all this time into it and not get anything out of it. So please just support. And I think that's going to be closing. This is going to close out today's episode. So make sure you tune in. Please tell other people about me. Please tune in, you know, because as I said, once again, please just support me. And I am very young, so just please come back when I post. And that's it. Goodbye, guys. Thanks for the first episode.